This is the voice of Türkiye. This is the voice of Türkiye.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is Sunday, April 21, 2024. This is the voice of Turkey's English language transmission, broadcasting from Ankara in 60-meter band between 1230, 1330 UTC and 1762 kHz to Europe. You can listen to us over the Turkcell 3A and 4A satellites and on the internet at www.trtdinle.com through radios link and under the Voice of Turkey Radio's expandable section. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Following the news, the Voice of Turkey will present our feature programs and some beautiful Turkish music. This is TRT Voice of Turkey News in English. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has cautioned that if Israel continues its attacks on Palestinians, tensions will further escalate and conflict could spread to the entire Middle East. President Erdogan underlined the importance of reducing tensions between Israel and Iran to prevent the entire region from descending into conflict during his meeting with Egyptian Foreign Minister Sami Shukri in Istanbul. The country's communications directorate wrote on X on Saturday. The president underlined the vital importance of exercising prudence and strategic thinking for a lasting solution in the region, it added. During the meeting, Erdogan also underlined the necessity of establishing an immediate and permanent ceasefire, as well as measures that ensure the uninterrupted flow of humanitarian aid into Palestine's Gaza. Aside from Israel's attacks on Palestine's Gaza and tensions in the Middle East, the two leaders discussed bilateral relations and a range of global and regional issues. Earlier, President Erdogan has received Hamas Political Bureau Chief Ismail Haniyeh in Istanbul to discuss Israel's attacks on Palestinian lands, especially besieged Gaza. During the meeting on Saturday, the leaders discussed measures for ensuring adequate and uninterrupted delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza and how to achieve a fair and lasting peace process in the region. Erdogan stressed that Ankara is tirelessly continuing diplomatic efforts to draw international attention to the oppression of the Palestinians and emphasizes the need for an immediate and permanent ceasefire at every opportunity. Evaluating the tensions between Israel and Iran, he emphasized that such events should not distract the international community from the atrocities Israel continues to inflict in Gaza. Turkey is making all efforts to establish an independent state of Palestine, which is the key to permanent regional peace, Erdogan added, also warning that Israel will pay the price for its oppressive and genocidal acts. With more than 45,000 tons of aid shipped to the region to date, Turkey is the leading provider of humanitarian assistance to Gaza. The U.S. position is deceptive, even though it says it doesn't want civilians to be harmed. This is an attempt at manipulation. All the civilians killed in Gaza, thousands, tens of thousands of martyrs, were killed with U.S. weapons, with U.S. rockets, under U.S. political protection, Hamas Political Bureau Chief Ismail Haniyeh said. In an exclusive interview with Turkey's Anadolu agency, Haniyeh said, what does the U.S. veto of the ceasefire resolution at the UN Nations Security Council mean? It means that the U.S. is giving full protection and umbrella to the continuation of the massacres and murders against Gaza, emphasizing that Israel has not accepted a ceasefire in Gaza despite all the negotiations, as dozens of proposals have been submitted through mediators. Haniyeh said, all it wants is to take back the prisoners and then restart the war in Gaza, and this is not possible. The Israeli army must completely withdraw from Gaza. Israel also doesn't want the displaced people to return to the northern Gaza. It accepts a limited and gradual return. It is unacceptable. The Palestinian Civil Defense Administration in Gaza said that the bodies of 50 Palestinians killed by the Israeli army were recovered from a mass grave in the southern Han Yunis province. Today, our teams in Han Yunis governorate uncovered the bodies of 50 martyrs from different age groups who were collected by the occupation forces and buried collectively at Nasir Hospital, it said in a statement. The statement underlined that there are still bodies in mass graves and under the rubble, adding that civil defense teams continue search and recovery efforts. The U.S. House of Representatives on Saturday, meanwhile, passed a $95 billion of aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies overseas. House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiled a plan to hold votes on four separate foreign aid bills to later come together into a package, a move that has angered some far-right House Republicans. Besides aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, the fourth bill includes other national security priorities, including a possible TikTok ban, a provision to help pay for aid by using seized Russian assets, and sanctions and other measures to confront Russia, China, and Iran.
The news continues on the English language broadcast of The Voice of Turkey.
The U.S. House of Representatives approved a bill Saturday that would force the wildly popular social media app TikTok to divest from its Chinese parent company ByteDance or be shut out of the American market. The bill, which could trigger the rare step of barring a company from operating in the U.S. market, now goes to the Senate for a vote next week. It passed the House on Saturday with strong bipartisan support by a margin of 360-58. President Joe Biden has said he will sign the legislation. He reiterated his concerns about TikTok in a telephone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping early this month. The ultimatum to the social media app was included in a broader tax that provides aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. TikTok has been in the crosshairs of U.S. authorities for years, with authorities saying the platform allows Beijing to snoop on users in the United States, but a law banning it could trigger lawsuits. This bill gives the U.S. president the authority to designate other applications as a threat to the national security if they are controlled by a country deemed hostile. Elon Musk, the billionaire owner of the social platform X, came out Friday against banning TikTok, saying it went against freedom of expression. TikTok should not be banned in the USA, even though such a ban may benefit the X platform, Elon Musk said in a post on the social network he acquired in 2022. Doing so would be contrary to freedom of speech and expression, said Musk. Meanwhile, the US Senate early Saturday passed a bill to reauthorize federal spying powers on foreign targets for another 2 years. With a vote of 60-34, the bill reauthorizing Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA for short, was approved after the midnight deadline. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan welcomed the passage of FISA, one of the U.S.'s most vital intelligence collection tools, the Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act, will retain essential authority to understand and protect against a wide range of dangerous threats to Americans while enhancing safeguards for privacy and civil liberties through the most robust set of reforms ever included in legislation to reauthorize Section 702, Sullivan said in a statement. He also added that President Joe Biden will swiftly sign the bill into law. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said early Friday on the Senate floor that FISA is very important for the national security. FISA, first passed in 1978, sets out procedures for physical and electronic surveillance and the collection of foreign intelligence information. It has been amended several times since then, including after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Section 702 allows the U.S. government to collect electronic communications of non-Americans located outside the country without a warrant. However, it sometimes results in the collection of data on Americans who are in contact with those surveilled individuals, making it controversial. Turkey and Egypt are working together to find a lasting solution to the year-old crisis in Sudan, said the Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan on Saturday. Turkey is working with Cairo to find a permanent solution to the Sudan conflict, Hakan Fidan told a joint news conference alongside Samih Shukri, Egyptian foreign minister who is in Istanbul for an official visit. Hakan Fidan said the issues of Libya, Sudan, Somalia, Ethiopia, which are also important areas of cooperation between Ankara and Cairo, were also discussed, adding that both foreign ministers aim to discuss these issues more regularly. Hakan Fidan also said that they discuss how to stop the ongoing civil war in Sudan, its regional impact, the ongoing negotiation process, and the plans for a solution. We also decided to increase our consultations and efforts on this issue. We also discussed together the new problem area which has emerged between Somalia and Ethiopia, especially threatening the territorial integrity of Somalia, Hakan Fidan said, expressing his commitment with Shukri to the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Somalia. Hakan Fidan, the Turkish foreign minister, said that we have exchanged views on what steps can be taken to prevent the Horn of Africa countries' political dispute from turning into a conflict. Hakan Fidan underlined that he and Shukri of Egypt had the opportunity to discuss preparations for a high-level strategic cooperation council meeting. Hakafidan also said defense industry ties between the two countries are strengthening, adding that there is extensive potential for cooperation in the energy sector, particularly in liquefied natural gas and nuclear energy. We are intensifying meetings and mutual visits with Turkey to develop relations and joint work, Sami Shukri of Egypt told the press conference in Istanbul. He said his country aspires to raise the mutual trade volume with Turkey to $15 billion and more, adding that the capabilities are available to both countries. We are working on a broad legal framework of agreements in preparation for the Strategic Cooperation Council meeting, Sami Shukri, Egyptian Foreign Minister, said.
Continues on the English language broadcast of the Voice of Turkey.
India, staging the world's biggest election, will rerun voting at 11 polling stations in the northeastern state of Manipur on Monday after reports of violence and damage to voting machines in the state torn by months of ethnic clashes. The election authorities declared the voting void at the 11 locations and ordered a fresh poll, the chief electoral officer of Manipur said in a statement late Saturday. Friday marked the start of voting by nearly 1 billion people in the world's most populous country in an election running through June 1. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is forecast to win a rare third term on the back of issues such as growth, welfare, and Hindu nationalism. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Saturday that he agreed to return to Azerbaijan several villages in the northeastern Tavush region. In a statement on the government's website, Pashinyan said Azerbaijan receives 2.5 villages because the territory of the village of Gizgali, as well as a significant part of the territory of the Ashagi Askipara village, have already been under its control. In this process, the Republic of Armenia receives a reduction in the risks associated with border delimitation and security. The statement quoted Pashinyan as saying. The press service noted that the agreement was achieved at the Armenia-Azerbaijan Commission's Friday meeting on the border delimitation. I wouldn't want us to overestimate what happened, but I also wouldn't want us to underestimate. It is very important to state that for the first time, Armenia and Azerbaijan have resolved the issue at the negotiating table, Pashinyan said. After the demarcation of the border, the contingents of the armed forces of Armenia and Azerbaijan, as well as Russian border guards, will be withdrawn from these four villages and replaced by border troops, he added. And that was the news brought to you by the Voice of Turkey.
Weekly analysis. Iran's recent attack on Israel has once again brought the region and the world to the center of tension. However, evaluating this conflict solely within a military framework would be insufficient. The tension between Iran and Israel is part of a deep and complex structure that shapes global power dynamics, regional instability, and international diplomacy. The Voice of Turkey Radio presents an evaluation on the subject by SETA Security Research Director and author, Professor Murat Yeşiltaş. The attack on the Iranian consulate by Israel and the subsequent retaliations are not just part of a direct conflict between two states, but rather a part of a broader stage involving major powers. The support provided by the U.S. to Israel, the tense relationship between Iran and Israel, and the regional policies of Russia and China reveal the multifaceted nature of this conflict. Especially Iran's military tactics and strategies against Israel aim to strengthen its position in the regional power balance. The coordinated and calculated nature of the attacks highlights Iran's significance not only as a military power, but also as a strategic actor. The retaliatory Operation True Promise conducted by Iran is considered a major challenge to Israel's air defense systems. While Israel's defense systems, like Iron Dome, have provided relatively successful defense against missile and drone attacks by Iran, this does not necessarily mean that Israel will always maintain superiority. The low cost of the attack and the high economic cost of its defense have made the sustainability of war a vital issue for Israel. Therefore, Iran's attack capacity continues to pose a constant threat to Israel and its allies. Moreover, the statement made by the commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Hussein Salami, suggests a change in the traditional pattern of military conflict between Israel and Iran. Salami emphasized that with the retaliatory operation against Israel conducted by Iran, a new equation has been formed. According to this balance, any attacks by Israel on Iran's interests, assets, personnel, and citizens will be directly countered from Iranian territory. Israel's response indicates that it cannot act alone on the international stage. The presence and support of the U.S. in the region play a decisive role in Israel's decision-making processes. This situation not only shapes Israel's regional security policies, but also reveals its dependency on international diplomacy. This conflict has also triggered various political dynamics within Israel. The security policies of the Netanyahu government have faced criticism both domestically and internationally. The Israeli public is divided on how the government has managed this crisis, while some believe that a tougher response to Iran is necessary. Others warn of the risks of a possible large-scale war. For Iran, this conflict should be seen not only as a show of force, but also as a strategic calculation. Iran has sent messages not only to Israel, but also to its regional and global rivals through these attacks. It becomes clear that Iran aims to protect its national security interests and strengthen regional deterrence. The attacks by Iran, especially those targeting Israel's military and civilian infrastructure, can be considered as indicators of Iran's military capacity and determination. With these actions, Iran seeks to increase its deterrent effect on regional and global actors and strengthen its position in domestic politics, as the government seeks both domestic and regional support under the rhetoric of preserving national honor and independence. In addition, this conflict between Iran and Israel also affects Israel's relations with the Arab world. As Israel responds to Iran's attacks, it feels the need to maintain its alliances with Arab countries. This has become a critical balancing factor for Israel in terms of its long-term strategic goals and alliances in the region. Another important aspect of this conflict is Iran's domestic politics and public opinion. The Iranian government uses foreign policy and military actions to strengthen the perception of national honor and security. This not only consolidates its position in domestic politics, but also sends messages of deterrence and sovereignty internationally. In conclusion, the Iran-Israel conflict signifies much more than surface-level military movements. It will continue to remain a dynamic and multifaceted conflict that deeply affects relations between regional and global powers, diplomacy and security policies. The international community, acknowledging the significant impact of such conflicts on both regional and global peace and security, should take more responsibility and develop solution-oriented approaches. This ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel brings together other regional actors and major powers around common and divided interests, potentially shaping the course of the conflict and its international ramifications in a decisive manner. The Voice of Turkey Radio has presented an assessment on the subject by SETA Security Research Director and author, Professor Murat Yeşiltaş.
We
Weekly Analysis.
Burası Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
This is the voice of Türkiye.
Hier ist die Stimme Türkiye's.
Ici TRT, Radio La Voix de Türkiye.
اینجا آنکارا، رادیو صدای ترکیه.
هنا إذاعة صوت تركيا.
Danışır Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
Ovdi Radio Blast Türkiye.
Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
Qui è la radio La Voce della Turchia.
Esta es La Voz de Turquía.
Слушате емисията на български език на Радио Гласът на Турция.
Юфлет Зъри и Турция.
这里是 土耳其 之声广播电台.
اینجا آنکارا رادیو صدای ترکیه.
Да, да, Турция غاغ رادیو да.
خصومه ترکیه ای زاینه رادیو گایانه.
Петерчия радио Садбури Туркия Скма.
Овода Туркия Вюни радиосы.
Аич радио Воча Туркия.
Говорит голос Туркия.
Эфирда Туркия овоза.
Гитлеяр Туркияның пети радиосы.
Е садай Туркия.
Аңлаватканыңла Туркия овоза радиосы.
Эзо и фонетис Туркия.
Ovdi Radio Glas Türkiye.
Gider Radio Cumhuriyet Türkiye.
İni Adela Radio Suara Türkiye.
Hii ni idhaa ya Kiswahili, sauti ya Türkiye.
Este es Radio Voz de Türkiye.
Kochira wa Türkiye no koe radio desu.
Zboru wa glasot na Türkiye.
Efirde Türkiye Ovoz Radio.
It Türkiye Hangya Radio ya.
Oldu Radyo Blast Türkiye.
Türkiye Ünü Radyosu.
Burası Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
The Voice of Türkiye. Always by your side.
Letterbox program.
Hello and welcome to the Letterbox program. Halil İbrahim Sarıkaya is your host on this program today. We use this opportunity to reach you through your letters and emails. Your letters and emails are a source of guidance and feedback on our program. We also expect your criticism, whether positive or negative, and information on your cities and countries regarding your local culture, environment, weather, or whatever you would like to share with us. In a way, we share this useful information with our dear listeners throughout the world. Before I read your letters and emails, let me remind you of our contact addresses. Our postal address is English Desk, TRT Voice of Turkey, Post Box 333, Yenişehir, Ankara 06443, Turkey. Let me repeat the postal address again. English Desk, TRT Voice of Turkey, Post Box 333, Yenişehir, Ankara 06443, Turkey. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Let's begin my lovely dear listeners. Ankara, 26 degree, 27 degree sometimes. It looks like hot, but it's not. Sometimes the wind, cool wind coming, because we are in Anatolia, center of Turkey, Ankara, capital, geographically, not a hot city, but we witness four seasons. Lovely, people outside, walking, crowded, the Eid, the Mubarak just finished, and people turn back from their holidays. Crowded, it was empty on Eid time, celebration time, because in Turkey, big cities, always they go somewhere else in the holiday times. And this year, government gave us 9 days holiday to all of us, to everyone who is working. It was lovely. Very nice, very nice. I hope you guys also nice and you guys also enjoy. Let's begin. First mail from regular listener Siddhartha Bahatharji. As usual, he sent the reception report, everything including. And he says, World Theater Day is celebrated on 27 March annually across the world since 1962 to raise the importance of the art from theater and to act as a wake-up call for governments, politicians, and institutions that have not yet recognized its value to the people and also have not realized its potential from economic growth. Have a nice day. Thanks once again for your support through long years. Siddhartha Bahatharji from India. And he asked me, do you celebrate World Theater Day on 27th March? Mr. Siddhartharji, I am not sure about that. I've been in theater when I was 15 years old, 14 years old. Later on, I never been. But I've been in cinema. I like cinema. Theater, another issue. In Ankara, we have so many theater complex. In Turkey, theater is quite common and people go, but not me. Anyway, thanks so much, Mr. Siddhartha Bahatharji. And he says, Good Friday is a day of hope. It is a day where we look forward to a brighter tomorrow. Many things have happened to change the course of our lives, but it has not shaken our faith. May the Almighty shower you and your loved ones with the choicest blessing, sending warm wishes on Good Friday to you. Thank you, Mr. Siddhartha Bahatharji. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your poem, lovely letters. Next letter. From Konstantin Barkentsov, St. Petersburg, Russia. He sent only the video clip reception with link, reception report. EQSL will be much appreciated and thanks in advance. Mr. Konstantin Barsenko from St. Petersburg, Russia. We do not send EQSL. We will send to you QSL card by post. Thank you, Mr. Konstantin Barkentsov. And he sent the best wishes, St. Petersburg, Russia. Cruiser Aura is a symbol of the Great October Socialist Revolution on 1970. River Neva, St. Petersburg, Russia. Very lovely picture. Thank you so much. Thank you. Next letter from, yes, Ricky Hain from USA, I know. And he says, Hello, Voice of Turkey English Desk. Could you please send me your Voice of Turkey English shortwave frequency schedule for spring and summer. An English shortwave program schedule and your shortwave frequencies, your broadcast in all of languages. Until then, I look forward of hearing from you. Thanks for your time effort upon this matter. Your shortwave listener, Ricky Hain. Mr. Ricky Hain, I already sent it to you. Even I send you from my personal email. I am not sure why you do not receive. I hope you received. Thank you so much, Mr. Ricky Hain from USA. Next letter from Ralph Urzbanski. Ralph Urzbanski from Germany. He sent details of programs and remarks and personal notes. Thank you for the interesting Letterbox program today. Wow, this is me, Letterbox. I always enjoy listening to this program. There are very interesting opinions from listeners of the Voice of Turkey from all over the world to be heard there, no matter how different their opinions are. They are united not only by their great interest in Turkey, but also by their desire to make the world an ever better place through the exchange of opinions. Wow. I will be very happy if you could please send me your QSL. Thank you very much. Mr. Ralph Urzbanski, guten Tag. I know in German some words like Ich möchte fünf Köfte. I want five Köfte. I want five meatballs. Guten Tag. Ich komme aus Ankara. I am from Ankara. Something like that. And I can count until 20. Like ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun. Something like that. Anyway, for your lovely letter, please continue send us, especially this Letterbox program, which I am hosting it. Ralph Urzbanski from Germany. Thank you, Mr. Ralph Urzbanski. Best regards to Germany, to Ralph Urzbanski. Next letter. Yes, Siddhartha Bahatarji, he sent different date reception report and same mail. Yes, but different reception. Thank you. And next letter from James O'Brien. Hello, TRT English Service. We are online. Would I be able to listen to the broadcasting live feed of the Voice of Turkey? I cannot find the station under Asia and within the list of Turkish radio stations in Turkey. Country sections on my Ocean Digital Internet Radio, the Voice of Turkey, TRT World Radio is nowhere to found. Kind regards, James. Mr. James, you haven't sent any details about your address, anything about your country. We have. Even on internet, if you write there, to listen to VOT, Voice of Turkey World, and Voice of Turkey Asia. You can listen to us. I mean, if you send us your email, if you send us your address, we will send you QSL card, and you will see on the QSL card all the frequencies. I mean, which country you are from, even I am not sure. James O'Brien. Thank you so much. You say Ocean Digital Internet Radio. Are you from Australia? I'm not sure. But you can listen to us online, internet, and from your radio. Please send us your, if you are hearing me, please send your full address. We will send you the QSL card and you will see it. Thank you, Mr. James O'Brien. I am not sure which country. Best regards. Next letter. Lithuania. Sariari, Lithuania. Hello. I would like to send a reception report, Voice of Turkey. If all information is correct, then you can send me physical QSL verification to my address. Yes, we will send it to you. But is there a name? Let me see. Also, I included the PDF file on my hometown sceneries and landmarks. Have a great day, 73s. DX Lithuania. Mr. DX Lithuania, I am not sure your name, but thank you so much. We will send a QSL card. I can see the reception report. But you only say DX Lithuania. Lithuania. The country. Oh, well, okay. We will send you the QSL card. Miss DX or Mr. DX Lithuania. From Lithuania. Next letter. From Guido Panebianco, Italy. Yes, Italian. Guido Panebianco, Catania, Italy. Oh, Catania. I watch about Catania. Wow. Dear TRT Voice of Turkey, English section. Here is my reception report for a shortwave frequency of the English transmission. Location, Catania, Italy. Technical remarks. Perfect reception and strong signal without fading. The Emirler transmitter is simply perfectly maintained by the TRT technicians' tanks. If this reception report is accurate, please verify it with a QSL email confirmation or a QSL card sent to my mailing address. Guido Panebianco. Mr. Guido Panebianco, thank you so much. And yeah, we will send it to you, your mailing address, your post address directly. We don't send by email any QSL card. Thank you very much for your comments. Yeah, I don't think so you send it before any email. But I know we have a listeners from Italy, but Catania, Italy, Guido Panebianco. Thank you. Sure, we will issue the QSL card. Next letter from Malik Allah Bahachaya Kobar, Pakistan, Radio Voice of Turkey. And he didn't send anything. He just sent the address. Mr. Malik from Pakistan, please send us reception report and we will issue the QSL card. Best regards to French friend, Pakistan, brotherly country. Best regards. Next letter. From our regular listener, Anatoly Klepov from Russia, Moscow. I am enthusiast to listening shortwave stations. My hobby is dixing. If this report corresponds with your station log, I should be very glad to receive your verification card for April 2024. Good transmitting, grant transmitting, best of DX and 73, sincerely yours, Anatoly Klepov. Mr. Anatoly, I know you, and we send you so many QSL card. Sure, with your this reception report, we will issue again QSL card. Thank you so much. As usual, we have to remain within the time limits and finish our program at this point. Before we go, let me remind you our contact addresses. Our postal address is English Desk, TRT Voice of Turkey, Post Box 333, Yenişehir, Ankara 06443, Turkey. Let me repeat the postal address. English Desk, TRT Voice of Turkey, Post Box 333, Yenişehir, Ankara 06443, Turkey. Our email address is English Desk at trt.net.tr. Until we come back with another letterbox program in a week's time, goodbye. I love all of you. and I will always love all of you. May God bless all of you, all of us. Best regards. Have a nice day.
The Letterbox Program.
All around the world, every hour of the day, TRT Voice of Turkey is with you.
Yarım kalan hikayemiz artık seninle. Ayrı yollara yürüyoruz, hayat bu. Serseri bir rüzgar gibi estin sen şimdi uzaklara. Ben göğsümde solgun bir gülle yaşarım yıllarca. Yaşamak sabır. Ayrı akşamlara yatıp ayrı sabahlara uyanırız bundan sonra. Hataları aşk sanıp başka tenlerde abanırız boşuna. Ve gizli gizli yaralanırız. Şunu bil ki daima ben en güzel yeri hatırana saklarım. Talan olmuş gönül bahçemde. Saçlarımda tel tel hüzünlerle, gözlerimde azalan güneşlerle. Ben hep seni beklerim bu şehirde. Bir gün dönersin diye. Kendine iyi bak ey sevgilim. Kendine iyi bak ey sevgilim.
You have been listening to the Voice of Turkey's English language transmission broadcasting from Ankara in a 90-meter band between 12:30 UTC and 15:45 kHz and in the 49-meter band between 18:30-19:30 UTC and 5945 kHz to Europe. The Voice of Turkey is also beamed between 20:30-21:30 UTC in the 31-meter band on 9875 kHz to South Asia and Australia, and in the 25-meter band on 11660 kHz between 60:30-17:30 UTC to Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan. You can listen to us over the TurkSat 3A and 4A satellites and on the internet at www.trtdinle.com through the links radios and then the Voice of Turkey. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Thank you for listening to the Voice of Turkey and goodbye.
radio La Voce della Turchia. La radio La Voce della Turchia. Radio La Voce della Turchia. Radio La Voce della Turchia. La radio La Voce della Turchia.